welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is God and money. Now, I wanted to discuss this issue because I'm a very big proponent of being physically responsible and being an outstanding stewardship of what God has given us. It's not all about, you know, materialism and living in homes that are too big and having an ordinary amount of material possessions. Life should be more about the things that matter to you. But let's talk a little bit about what God says. God says that, you know, anything that we pray for and it's in His will for our lives will be given to us. God's will and His ways do not always coincide with what we feel, and that in turn includes finances and any other thing in our lives. But at any rate, we must be willing to accept His direction. We have two wills in the Word of God. We have the perfect will of God, which is God's will, and we have what's called the permissive will of God, which is our will. That's what gets us in a lot of trouble, trying to work things in our will. But God has given every man free will and choice. None of us are God's robots. We're free to do and live as we choose, but we also have to accept the consequences for our choices and our decisions, just like everyone else in the Word of God did. Too often, you know, we try to seek a clear passion, you know, a clear direction from God on a variety of things, but a lot of times things don't quite work out the way that we want them to, because we're not, you know, really in a clear path and direction of what we want to be. Now, there are several reasons and purpose and directives we have to understand as it relates to the purpose and the use for God uses money. You know, from our perspective, money is neither good nor bad. Let's make that very clear. It is merely a tool. It's a currency. It's a medium of exchange. It's a form of barterment, per se. That's all it is. There can be positive uses of money, and there can be negative uses of money. You can properly misuse money, and money can be abused, which causes financial problems, of course. And because we serve a good God, He does have great reasons and purpose for us to use money. God uses money to strengthen our faith in Him. God uses money to strengthen our trust in Him. It's often through money that God can clearly and objectively show us that He is in total, that we are in total control and we trust Him because we're stewardships and managers of what He's given us. Matthew 6 and 32 and 33 talks about that. God gives us understanding that money to prove His love to us. I really believe that God allows us to have things and possessions and have certain jobs and certain things and basic necessities. And I say, it's not about wealth. I don't think a lot of people understand that we're in the wealthiest country in this world. The majority of our society is in poverty, but we live so good over here in America, and a lot of people do in Europe, that we forget that most countries are not living like us. The big major powers, a lot of those powers outside of some of the European nations, they're not living as well as we do. And, you know, a lot of people work for a dollar a day, 50 cents a day. And a lot of us, you know, we'll be very wealthy in other places. But we, you know, like I said, it's all about being appreciative and knowing where you are. God uses money to unite, to demonstrate His faithfulness to us. God uses money to provide direction. He uses money to give us spiritual maturity because, you know, many times we're tempted and we don't quite do what we need to do or what we call to do financially because of that. Now, God didn't give you money to worry you. He didn't give you money for it to be corrupt you. He didn't give you money to build your ego and to just satisfy every whim and desire that you have. And that's the teachings of the prosperity gospel, which I used to be a part of, but I am no longer. But it's not about that. you have to understand that. Yeah, I'm glad that I was, because it helped help continue to frame my thinking and give me a deeper understanding of what God is really calling us to. Because people got to understand that, you know, when we go through life, we got to have a sense of self-discipline and control. So just having the ability to just boom, boom, get anything on your personal will and effort and desire, that doesn't mean you're blessed. Having money doesn't mean you're blessed. It doesn't mean anything. So we put too much onus on that. Money doesn't, it's not an indicator that someone is better than you or that they have better character than you. It may be an indicator that they may have worked harder. They may have taken what God has given them and use it to monetize themselves. It may mean they can manage money better than you. But pretty much other than those factors, it doesn't mean much. A lot of you have the talent to be multimillionaires, the gifts and the abilities, but you might not have the behaviors that it takes to become one. So that's a whole nother conversation, but understand that when it relates to God and money, it's not a concept of whether God wants you to be rich or he wants you to be poor. He wants you to be productive in what he's called you to do. So, and if you're being productive in what you call to do, and you're doing what God has called you to do here on this earth, you won't be poor. So that's a non-issue. Focus more on your calling, your purpose, and what he's called you to do, and taking those gifts and those talents and using those things to help people become better human beings. And through that, you can help eradicate poverty. You can help eradicate homelessness, and you can help other people come out of their turmoil through you doing what God has called you to do. So it's never about all this competition. And I got more than you. I got this house. I got this car. That's just people who have, those are just people who have low self-esteem. And their whole value system and who they are is tied into their cars, their homes, or their career. That's all. So don't worry about that. So understand that money is a tool, and that's all it is. And understand that God gives it to you to be used as a tool to bless and advance his kingdom, and to bless and advance your life, and to bring faithfulness, to bring trustworthiness, trust, love, faithfulness, and purpose to your life, and to give you some sense of self-control. Always remember, today is the day to be happy.